Okay. Now, the next thing I want to play for you, I have never been able to identify who wrote or produced or voiced this thing. I am guessing it might have been one of the people who were displaced by the strike. And it's entirely possible you may never have heard this before.
Okay.
So I found it in the production room when I was an intern there in 79.
All right.
So it had been laying in a corner for a couple of years at that point. So let's listen to this. It's a parody of the strike, the great strike that struck out.
We are here in beautiful Bladensburg, scene of the great strike that struck out. Bill Prettyman, what did you say when the jocks walked out? And how did the jocks react? Wait a minute. Here comes Carly in the money car. What can you tell us about the strike? Coming over the hill from Howard Johnson's with headphones in hand, the Scabs. Scabs, how did you get here? What do you think about the city? What was that, Carla? Let's go inside the office of Mr. Glenn Potter. Glenn, what was the problem with the contracts? Hold on here. Evelyn's on the phone. And you have a word of encouragement for the strikers?
Carry on, my wayward son.
Strikers, how do you feel about Evelyn and her professional leadership?
It's a bitch, girl, but it's gone too far, cause you know it don't matter anyway.
What's that, Carla?
Just like me and Kim.
We're back at the picket line. Strikers, where's Tim and Evelyn? And where's the money car?
Engage transporter.
Wait a minute. We gotta wait for Bobber here. Bobber, what are your plans for the future?
Can't you see that I'm breaking my back just trying to keep my head above water?
Strikers, please, one last word for your audience.
Don't give up on us, baby.
That was very touching. Look out for the money car!
All right, now do you have any idea who that would be?
Well, Dave Fox put together that piece of production. And the voice was me.
No, it was you?
Yes, it was.
I can't believe it. Since 1979, I've been trying to find out who did that. Now, who wrote it? Did Dave write it?
I think, yeah. I don't remember the details much more, but I remember him writing it, and I did the voice thing for the...
I did all the little pieces there. You know, I did all that, yeah. Wow. WPGC money car.
I mean, whatever I said in that thing. But
This was like, it was so worthwhile to do this. You know, I did not know that. I didn't plan on this at all. I'm thrilled to death after all this time. I finally found out who did it. So 2 years after the fact, I found that laying in the back room, in the far production room, in the number 3 or whatever it was.
Yeah.
It was still there.